You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Well, a happy week one for the Broncos ended early, of course, with a Thursday night win over the Carolina Panthers, and now they'll take a respite for this weekend. But as they take a respite, we're back in with the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me right here. And we got a couple of questions in regards to this week's game. The first one is from Broncos Harry, who asks, how much concern will there be about Devontae Booker's fumble? I think there's understandable concern about it, but nothing that's going to keep him from being a part of the rotation, although certainly you did see Capri Bibbs work in there in the second half, and they're going to work with Devontae Booker. It wasn't a good night for Booker, let's be honest. He had the fumble, and probably just as damaging was the fact that he missed the blitz pickup on the play that became Trevor Siemian's second interception. Those are things he's going to have to improve at. Now, the fumble, I think one thing he's got to do, if he's going into traffic, he's got to cover the ball a little bit better, get two arms around the ball faster, anticipate that contact. Picking up the blitz, that's something that's just going to come with seeing defenses, seeing what their intent is pre-snap, and then applying it. C.J. Anderson is one of the best in the league at blitz pickup, so it's good for Booker that he has someone like C.J. to learn from. But at the same time, when you see C.J. Anderson in blitz pickup, and you see Capri Bibbs, who was playing his first game at running back, saw some special teams work against Cleveland last year, but has been in the system for two in the Broncos offense for 2 years. He knew what he was douing. He had a very nice blitz pickup on Luke Kuechly. Devontae Booker, he's a rookie. He's still learning that. It's going to take some time, and I think that's why you're not going to see him push for the starting slot right now, just because C.J. Anderson is so much better at the all-around aspect of being a running back. But I think the future is still bright for Devontae Booker, but it's going to take some time for him to get the nuances of being a running back down pat. Question number two this week from Twitter, at Mr. Dr. D. Is there a possible scenario this season where Siemian plays so well that he becomes an attractive long-term option? Well, sure. I mean, he could play lights out over the course of the season. He could finish with a rating of 95 to 100. The Broncos could go to the Super Bowl and win it. If they do all that with Trevor Siemian, then I think you are talking about him as a potential long-term option. I mean, you know, they're open to him being that. Now, obviously, the hopes are high for Paxton Lynch. There's a lot of optimism about what Paxton Lynch can do, but they are open-minded to the notion of Trevor Siemian taking this job, this opportunity that he has, and seizing it, and then going forward. And the Broncos have the problem that teams would love to have, and you've got two potentially attractive options at quarterback. But let's pump the brakes on this just for a bit. He had a good first start, made some good decisions. I really loved how well he looked in terms of escaping pressure for the most part, but also made some mistakes. I mean, you know, he couldn't get the ball over Saarlotulele's arm on the screen pass. That led to Thomas Davis' interception, although he did a great job getting the ball over Davis later in the game on the screen pass to C.J. Anderson that became the touchdown. On the sack where Devontae Booker didn't pick up the blitz, you know, he's probably got to learn to eat the ball a little bit. He's got to learn to take the sack, know when you're beaten, rather than throw it up off your back foot, loft it up there, and set up an interception. These are things that he can learn from. But there's certainly good progress. The other thing to consider, when you see with any young quarterback, there's, you know, they can have a cut one or two good starts, but then sometimes there'll be a fallback because teams are going to have more film on Trevor Siemian. There's going to be a book out there about him as far as what to do against him. So let's see what happens when teams get more film, start game planning Trevor Siemian, and then you see the counter move that the Broncos have. What do they do? How does Trevor Siemian adapt to that? That's going to determine whether we're talking about him as a long-term option. Thanks for the questions, and if you want it on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag Ask Mace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.